After last May's triple suicide bombings in the capital, Riyadh, the Saudi government launched a crackdown against extremists in the kingdom. That campaign has revealed a network of armed al-Qaeda militants far larger than previously imagined. Those discoveries have raised concerns in Saudi Arabia about the extent and roots of religious extremism. From Riyadh, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
At night here now, traffic jams are common as police stop and inspect cars at checkpoints throughout the city. The inspections are part of ongoing efforts to root out extremist elements in the kingdom. Publishing executive Mohsen Al-Akka says the terrorist threat calls for tough measures.
It's so worry. They want to overthrow our society. They want to change our society completely. They are basically a Taliban.
All summer long, security forces have been mounting raids on suspected militant hideouts. There have been scores of shootouts in cities throughout the country, with fatalities on both sides. Authorities say more than a dozen militants have been killed and more than 200 arrested in the raids. Huge arms caches have been uncovered, and police say they found cars and trucks rigged for car bombings. Lawyer Abdelaziz Al-Qasim says the terror cells were preparing some very bloody attacks. The extent of their logistics shows they had very large goals, he says, and points to how ruthless they were ready to be. Authorities here say there is evidence the cells are linked to Al-Qaeda. A letter from Osama bin Laden was reportedly found on the body of one militant killed in May. Despite some sympathy here for Al-Qaeda, Qasim says most Saudis were appalled by the bombings in Riyadh, and they are now largely supportive of the government's crackdown. Meanwhile, government and religious leaders have been appealing to Saudi society to reject religious extremism. Saudi foreign policy advisor Adel Joubert.
They have condemned terrorism and the killing of innocents and made it very clear that this has nothing to do with Islam.
Saudi authorities began to deal with the issue of religious extremism after the September 11th attacks. But analysts here say officials only fully realized the extent of the threat after the Riyadh bombings. Since then, several hardline clerics have been arrested, thousands of others have been dismissed from their positions in mosques, while an equal number have been sent for re-education at state-run religious seminars. Ali El-Omeim, an expert on Islamist movements, says the Saudi authorities were shocked to discover the level of militancy here. They didn't expect this kind of religious threat, he says, because they've been supporting the religious establishment. In this Islamic monarchy, the ruling Al Saud family has long drawn its legitimacy from the followers of a puritanical stream of Islam known as Wahhabism. The Al Sauds have given Wahhabi clerics enormous influence over social and educational affairs in exchange for their political support. Journalist Omeim says mainstream Wahhabism has been nonviolent and obedient to the government, but he says a more extremist trend has developed over the past two decades. It was influenced by the radical views of the Holy Warriors, or Mujahideen, who returned from Afghanistan, where they fought Soviet occupation forces. Wahhabi cleric Asim al-Hakim says the Saudi extremists believe the government has abandoned its Islamic principles.
When Muslims are exposed to the idea that their brothers in Palestine and in Iraq are being killed and oppressed by American weaponry, And they see that so-called Islamic governments are not doing anything about it, this frustrates them. And if you add to that one other factor, which is ignorance, this leads to violence.
Most here are confident that Saudi authorities will be able to crush the extremist threat. Several cell leaders have already been killed or captured, say diplomats here. Now, Saudis are beginning to examine the roots of extremism and talk about solutions. Political sociologist Khaled El-Dakhil says extremist ideas could easily be diluted if the government allowed different views to be heard.
We need to have a dialogue. The government needs to open the floor for all people, for all trends, all school of thoughts to express themselves.
Ultimately, says Dakhil, the solution is domestic reform, including greater political freedom, an improved educational system, and an end to corruption. Lawyer Abdelaziz Al-Qasim agrees and warns that the authorities are running out of time.
We notice that the country now has a delay and a slow pace towards the change.
We can't afford to lose another second in this crisis, he says. If the government delays political and other reforms, then those fighting against the government will be seen as legitimate in the eyes of many. And then, adds Qasim, the kingdom's rulers will face an even more serious threat. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Riyadh.